right. Well, hello, everyone. Let's see. It is 7:07. It's Thursday night. I'm seeing Christina with us on Facebook so far. Jean's joined us here. My mom's here. Tom's here. And it looks like the scouts are doing stuff tonight, so I get to watch them walking in on the camera, and they get to listen to us through open doors. And that's okay, because God is good. So tonight begins the Walk to Emmaus, the Women's Walk to Emmaus, number 42. And we are lifting up the pilgrims for that. I'll integrate that in between the songs here, but there's 17 pilgrims. I'm going to read off just a couple of them here. I'll read off my first line that I wrote here. So, Lord, we're lifting up Abby and Stacy and Diane and Denise and Carol and Linda. That's my first line with it. We'll do one after the next song with it. We are lifting that up. Lord, you've opened their hearts and show them what's going on. Yeah, well, we're doing prayer requests too later. Yeah, especially for that. For the Hurricane Florence, thank God that thing's weakening down. We're going to do a lot more with that. But right now, Karen, I'm specifically focusing on these pilgrims. We call them pilgrims for this. So, Abby, Stacy, Diane, Denise, Carol, Linda, we're lifting you up on this song. Here. I see Albert has joined us, Steve, Kim, Jim, JJ. Welcome, everyone. Always good. Always good to see them connecting in through Facebook. Of course, on Facebook, you can watch it after the fact, too. You can watch the recording later and share it with all your friends. Okay, next line. We're lifting up the pilgrims, the young women. All kinds of all ages, but I'm calling them all young, right? We're all younger than God, right?
Good
we're
idea.
All younger than God, so we're all young men and women. So we're lifting up the ladies for Northern Lights, Emmaus Walk number 42. I've got Raquel, Bernice, Jessica, Tracy, and a name you like, Tiffany. So for Raquel, Bernice, Jessica, Tracy, and Tiffany, we are lifting you guys up through this song here, and you're gonna like this. Is being a very appropriate song to be lifting up people. What do you think? You ready for this one, Todd?
Yeah.
Yeah, you are now.
Better be.
Well, when you woke up this morning. Saying thank you, Lord Jesus, for waking me today. When you left your room this morning, did you ever think to say, yeah, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving me today. Let the love of Jesus shine His light on me. Let the love of Jesus shine His light on me. Let the love of Jesus.
expect to hear that today, did you, Gene?
Don't worry, we do traditional stuff too, and it's coming up right now, as a matter of fact. So what we do is this is our Thursday night practice. So we have fun. We go on Facebook Live, and we're just having a blast. So we actually run through all the music that we're going to do on Sunday, right? And so we rehearse from 5:30 to 7, and then from 7 to 7:20, 7:30, however long it takes to do it. So this is actually going to be our opening hymn for Capo 2. Thanks. Capo 2, Karen. So your first note will be what? A G. Thank you.
Yeah.
But before we do this one, I got another line here. Got another line of the ladies we're missing, a little lifting up. So we're lifting up our ladies here for the Walk to Emmaus number 42. And now we're lifting up Michelle and Lisa and Felicia and Ann, Sharita and Jayla. There's 17 total. 17 total pilgrims on that one. And we're gonna go back. I'm gonna go back through the list again here because they have more songs too. And welcome to who else has joined us here? Logan. Logan Fields has joined. Tim. Timothy Anglin's online. How awesome is that? It's good to see you guys. We're gonna be taking Facebook. We're gonna be taking prayer requests here on Facebook Live a little later too. So keep that in mind. Don't put them on here quite yet for me unless you have to go because I can't scroll back very easily. Karen, help us out here.
Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Yes, every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Up on the mountains, my Bible spoke. Out of his mouth came fire and smoke. Looked all around me, it looked so fine.
So now, actually, I read off all the names. But hey, we're praying for them for 30 minutes. So bless God while these guys are getting changed over to for our next song. This is actually going to be our special on Sunday. We do special music right before the pastor's message. And Rita's going to bless us with doing that. It's going to be a good time. So, Lord, I thank you. We're still proclaiming and lifting up. And I'm going to read through all 17 of them right now while these guys are getting ready. So, Lord, the ladies, I thank for your touch upon the ladies and the whole team and everybody in the whole Emmaus community that's supporting them at the Walk to Emmaus Women's Walk number 42 that is in progress right now. And they're in that conference room right now. Things are getting started. So, Lord, we're lifting up Abby and Stacy and Diane and Denise, Carol, Linda, Raquel, Bernice, Jessica, Tracy, Tiffany, Michelle, Lisa, Felicia, Ann, Sharetta, and Jayla. And we're going to lift them up probably one more before another song, too, because that's what we're doing now. Our focus is on you ladies, and especially through this song.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. And seen of the sweetest of loves, when my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness.
Let us become more aware. Oh, let us become more aware.
Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord.
Nice, Rita. Nicely done, Rita. You're great. And the praise band here did well too, because I didn't give them the music with all the right in the right key. So we had to use our brains and think. Down. What were we even doing? Down three, right?
Down three.
Down three from what we had in front of us.
But
God is good. Needless to say, I'll reprint it for Sunday. I'll be ready on Sunday. We'll be ready on Sunday. Capo 2 for this one, Karen. Okay, so remember, we're still lifting up the ladies for Emmaus Walk number 42. And welcome to, who else has joined us here? I see Doug has joined us, Michael has joined us, Melissa. Melissa Duke has joined us. How awesome. Welcome. Welcome to everybody. Everybody that's joined in here. This is a fun one that we do a lot of times kind of in church. What do we want to say? Is it for children's stuff or for, when do we normally do this? Is it the bucket? It's Loud Sunday? Okay, so in the church here, we do what's called a loud Sunday. And what they do is we have the children take these buckets around, these metal buckets, and put their change and whatever else in it. And that's all good. And this is one of the songs we remember. That, believe it or not, they actually wanted this as a hymn. They wanted to sing this as a hymn this Sunday. So by golly, that's what we're going to do with it. So how are we starting this? I guess the way they're going to do it.
It's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Father, not my mother, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my father, not my mother, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not the preacher, not the deacon, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not the preacher, not the deacon, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my neighbor, not a stranger, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my neighbor, not a stranger, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, O Lord, standing
one
in
more
the
time.
Need of prayer. It's me,
O Lord, standing in the need of prayer.
It's me,
O Lord, standing in the need of prayer.
Two-note wonders. Two-note wonders. Tom, I'm going to teach you how to play the bass guitar today. What? Right now, today. Who wants to learn how to play? Two notes. Matter of fact, you don't even need to alternate your fingers. You can just go like this, and just all you're doing is just this one hand. That's all you got to do. Scott, you want to try it? Oh, that's all fun. All right, now we're getting ready for our last song, but I want to lift all these ladies one more time here through this, because I had the 7 to 7:30 window at 7:24. That's going to put us pretty close. So Lord, we're lifting up these ladies in traditional Maya style. We only do first names, all right? Which is good, because I probably couldn't pronounce some of the last names. Actually, I don't even know what the last names are, but that's by design. But again, Lord, we just thank you for your touch upon the entire team, the women's team, all the support that goes around it. Just blessings upon blessings through each day as they just come to know you, Lord, just love you more. And just have a hunger for you, Lord, where they understand. The very first talk they're going to hear, there's nothing secret about this stuff. The very talk they're hearing is on priorities. And they'll be hearing that tomorrow morning. They're going to be hearing about priorities. What are your priorities? And then the second talk they're going to hear is the first of the grace talks, of which I'm privileged to do. That's called Prevenient Grace. And on Prevenient Grace, at that point, we are loading them up with Scripture. we're setting that foundation. We're showing them that, hey, God's priority is you, the pilgrims, sitting in there. So, Lord, for Abby, Stacy, Diane, Denise, Carol, Linda, Raquel, Bernice, Jessica, Tracy, Tiffany, Michelle, Lisa, Felicia, Ann, Sharetta, and Jayla, this is all for you. Let's do this, guys.
Walking side by side, I said,
right on me.
It's Thursday night, so nobody notices. Nobody notices our stuff.
It happened. you're 25%.
Oh, boy, do we like Thursday nights. Just a second here to switch on to another microphone. So, it's 7:30. I got my one last. So, again, Abby, Stacy, Diane, Denise, Carol, Linda, Raquel, Bernice, Jessica, Tracy, Tiffany, Michelle, Lisa, Felicia, and Sharetta and Jayla. So, we're lifting you guys up in the team for Walk 42. We've officially done our 30 minutes, and there's more to come. We will be praying more, keeping in prayer. Here today, there we go. Let's grab this and this. Thank you, Tom. All right. Yes, ladies, if you'd like to come on down, that'd be great. I don't have to crane my neck. It turns off at 7:30, which should be like about now. Yeah, I do that just for you, Mom. I program that so it turns off at 7:30. That way I'm not sweating up there, but you can be cold out here. Well, you remember, now, you didn't tell Jean about the magic through that door there. Through that door we have coats and all kinds of... That's right. That's right. Bringing sweaters is always a good thing. It's a good thing. So, yeah. So, hey, we know that's on there. Okay. So, let me actually fire this up so I don't miss it. So, for our people that are watching us on Facebook, and that's done through here, Gene, if you didn't figure it out. For the people that are watching us on there, let me spin this around a little bit. But for the people that are watching us on there, we take requests on Facebook requests, and we can get... Let me see. I like them, but the problem is I got to kind of watch for it here because the way Facebook works, they'll type it and then it'll scroll off and then I'm done. I can, which is kind of sad that Facebook is like that, but that's okay. I will watch here. So people on Facebook, if you have any, if you got any prayer requests, please go ahead and bring them on. I'm watching it now. And I'll ask as we go along here through a short little message. I got some other ones watching on here now too. That's great. Okay. So I pre-opened. So Gene, you don't know this, but normally what I'll do is if I don't have a message prepared, which is like most of the time, I like to just let the Bible open up. I've even had Tom open the Bible for me before, and bless God, it just went through and did all its thing. Yeah, and then Ty, and we'll bring her a tie. But I was kind of led to actually open it ahead of time, and it was still as a random open. But that's where God led me to do this. So it opens up into Acts, and in particular, God's leading me right into Acts 18, which is where Paul's hanging out in Corinth. Okay? So, and I didn't pre-read a whole lot of it. I just kind of skimmed a little just to see where God was going to take me. So, and part of the reason I do that is because I want to make sure that whatever's coming via the Holy Spirit. I don't want any. Anything premeditated. Where I'm going. I shouldn't say that because sometimes God will lead me down the path for certain things. But it's always good. You got to be obedient to the Spirit. And actually, that's kind of what some of this talks about here is in 18. So again, Acts 18. So after this, Paul left Athens and went to Corinth, and there he met a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had ordered all the Jews to leave Rome. So we're kind of put things in historical context here, right? Obviously for persecution and that, they just had to go. Paul went to see them, and because he was a tent maker, as they were, so hey, how many of you knew that? Paul was a tent maker, right? Surprise. Hey, he had an occupation before Jesus said, come here, all right? And so he was a tent maker, and he stayed and worked with them. So this is neat. He's there. He's working. And actually, that's a pretty important thing that Paul likes to make sure that we're all very clear on, is that, you earn your keep. You know, just because I'm sharing you the good news doesn't mean I can just sit back and you just go ahead and take care of me. You earn your keep. So he was a tent maker. So every Sabbath, he reasoned in the synagogue, trying to persuade Jews and Greeks. So Paul's got this good gig going on right now. He's got a job. He's getting food, shelter. He's got all that, and he's got a place where he can go ahead and share in the synagogue. And then when Silas and Timothy came from Macedonia, Paul devoted himself exclusively to preaching. So no more tent making, right? Exclusively to preaching, testifying to the Jews that Jesus was the Christ. Now remember, the advantage Paul had here, of course, is he was a steward of the scriptures. I mean, he understood the Old Testament, so he's showing the fulfillment of it. All right, so this is verse 6. But when the Jews opposed Paul and became abusive, he shook out his clothes in protest and said to them, "Your blood be on your own hands. I am clear of my responsibility. From now on, I will go to the Gentiles." So here he is trying to help his fellow Jews understand, look, here's the fulfillment of Scripture. And like most, I'm not gonna take this. I don't like that message. It doesn't line up with what I think Scripture should be. So Paul left the synagogue and went next door to the house of Justice, a worshiper of God. And Crispus, the synagogue ruler, and his entire household believed in the Lord, and many of the Corinthians who had heard him believed and were baptized. So Paul got through to some people, all right, which is a great thing. And one night the Lord spoke to Paul in a vision. He said, "Do not be afraid. Keep on speaking. Do not be silenced." Isn't that cool when we get dreams like that? We get dreams from God, you know, of dreams of encouragement. So, and of course, I'm sure God spoke to him in a lot of other different ways too. But he's saying, "Man, just keep pressing on." And he continues, "For I am with you, and no one is going to attack and harm you, because I have many people in this city." So Paul stayed for a year and a half teaching everybody there the word of God. Now that's neat. Now remember Paul, Paul was not one of the original disciples, all right? Remember Paul was persecuting Jesus, and on the road to Damascus he had his conversion. So the other piece that happens all prior to this is Paul actually was taught by the Holy Spirit. Remember he went out into the desert essentially, and was taught directly from the Holy Spirit, which is pretty cool. I mean, think about that. Essentially, Jesus himself was getting his own private tutorials here. So while Gallio, was proconsul of Achaia, the Jews made a united attack on Paul and brought him into court. This man, they charged, is persuading the people to worship God in ways contrary to the law, that is the Jewish law. And just as Paul was about to speak, Gallio said to the Jews, "If you Jews were making a complaint about some misdemeanor or serious crime, it would be reasonable
for me to listen to you. But since it involved questions about words and names of your own law, settle the matter yourselves. Okay, so obviously he wasn't Jewish. Okay, and he said, yeah, this is just somebody accusing somebody else. He said, I will not be a judge of such thing. So he had them ejected from the court. I like the verbiage on this one. They had him ejected. All right, get out of here. Time them. So they all turned on South and East synagogue ruler, and they beat him in front of the court. So this guy says, I don't want anything to do with it, and they beat him up. Okay, all right, so much for authority. Kind of like what we're seeing here now, right? You know, where people are beating up on Blue, you know, beating up on our law officers. Like, what's this all about? Come on, just because it's not something you don't like? There's got to be a respect of law and order here. But they showed no concern with this matter. They just let it happen. Say, okay, well, whatever. Now, this is verse 18 in Acts 18. So Paul stayed on in Corinth for some time. So can you believe all this? So he's been accused of all this, but he's still hanging out. Obviously, the Holy Spirit was saying stay. Then he left with brothers and sailed for Syria, accompanied by Priscilla and Aquila. And before he sailed, he had his hair cut off at Cenchrea because of the vow he had taken. All right, now typically when they would cut off the hair on a vow, that was usually the Nazarene thing actually was the opposite. It was don't cut your hair, right? However, usually if they were going into mourning or something, or fasting, that's when they would. They would also ceremonially do that if they had some kind of a sickness. You know, remember God would command that. But for whatever reason, he had his hair cut off there because of a vow he had taken. They arrived, that's all it says, it doesn't say the specific vow. They arrived at Ephesus, where Paul left Priscilla and Aquila, and he himself went into the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews. So here he is, new place, another synagogue, right? Let's start all over. Let's see what happens this time. And when they asked him to spend more time with them, he declined. But as he left, he promised, I will come back if it is God's will. So this is kind of interesting. You see, he goes in, they want him to stay, and you know what he's thinking? I'm not going down this path again. Right? Said, I had enough of it the first time. He set sail from Ephesus, and when he landed at Caesarea, he went up and greeted the church, and then went down to Antioch. And after spending some time in Antioch, Paul set out there and traveled from place to place to the region of Galatia and Phrygia, and strengthened all the disciples. So disciples were starting to be out there, and Paul's now on a mission. He's going to go out and visit a lot of them. Meanwhile, a Jew named Apollos, and I got to stop there for real quick. So when I did my walk, my table was a table of Apollos, okay? All right, which is interesting because most of the time it was traditionally an apostle's name. It's traditionally what they would do, but mine was Apollos, so I can remember that one. Apollos was a learned man with a thorough knowledge of the scriptures, and he had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and he spoke with great fervor. Fever? We start with fever too, right? Got to be a passion. It might get hot. Mom, I'm getting hot. I need air on. And he taught about the Jews accurately, though he knew only the baptism of John. Okay, so he was aware of John the Baptist, right? That's all he knew so far through all this. But he would speak in the synagogue and talk about this. So when Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they invited him into their home and explained to him the way of God more adequately. And when Apollos wanted to go to Achaia, the brothers encouraged him and wrote to the disciples there to welcome him. And on arriving, he was a great help to those who by grace had believed. For he vigorously refuted the Jews in public debate, proving from Scripture that Jesus was the Christ. Proving from Scripture. This whole book proves it. But unfortunately, a lot of us over the years, we've learned different variations on, instead of just reading and believing what it says, somebody wants to give an interpretation that isn't always accurate, or slightly twisted, or meets an agenda, or you go down the list. But anyway, there's what God was kind of laying on my heart to share with you guys today. So now we're going to get into the fun parts here. We're going to do some, we always like to lift people in prayer. Obviously, we got the women's walk to Emmaus, number 42 for the ladies. And I'm not going to read their names anymore. We already read them off. But we're certainly lifting that up. Hurricane Florence, looks like that's actually been weakening. It's still pretty wicked, but it's like 105 mile an hour winds, I think. But it was, gosh, what was it, 140 something at one point, I think? Or it might have even been higher than that. Was that what it was?
Yeah, I think one time I was watching
100, got up to 160, you saw it at one point? Wow. Yeah, that's incredible. But, God hears our prayers. Because, you know, in Genesis 1:28, God gave us dominion over this earth. That includes the weather. You know, but we gotta stand strong in faith and make the proclamation. And it looks like some people are because it's getting weaker, right? So God's people are praying. That's a great thing. For people on Facebook, if you got any prayer requests, please go ahead and bring them on through. We're going to get in a circle here in a little bit and go through that and see. But I'm going to start with Jean. God bless you for being here. We're happy to have you be here with us. And I know one of yours is the same as mine for the women's walk. But how else can we pray for you or any of your loved ones today? Anything in particular, or just generally lift her up? Okay, we're going to lift her up. We're lifting up Brianna for whatever's tormenting her. So we are doing that. Anything else? If you think of something later, you can just tell me. But you let me know. That's good. Mom, how are things?
Okay. Normal.
Normal. Normal. Driver's license renewed, you mean?
Renewed.
Driver's license renewed for you, all right.
So I go in on Tuesday, and the guy says, well, you know, in 2020, you have to have this world thing.
Oh, yeah, for the driver's license. Did you? In your marriage license?
Not in marriage license.
Oh, you don't need their marriage? Well, how, you don't have to show your change of name? Oh,
passport.
Well, passport will work in lieu of the marriage license, I guess, right? Okay. They wanted a bill for your utilities? I haven't heard that one yet.
Yeah, I guess so that you are at that address.
Okay. Oh, really?
Prove where you live.
Where you live.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I guess I'm going to have to hire a driver now.
So then I said, okay, fine. So I have to go home and I get everything. And I go back today. And my Social Security card is from my original one, okay?
Right.
It's all good. I got my original one. Take it in, it's laminated. It can't be laminated.
So now your Social Security card can't be laminated. Okay.
Laminated. Okay, so now I have to find either a 1099 or a W-2 with my Social Security number.
No, just give me your card. I'll unlaminate it for you.
Really? Seriously?
Oh, yeah, you could take a razor and do all that stuff. That's not like a glue. Well, now you got to try and find tax stuff to prove. God bless them. You know why? I wish they'd make it this hard for the illegals to get
exactly.
In the country. Born and raised here in the States, and they can't even vote because they got to prove or can't get a driver's license when they can't vote. Then you get on the list, right?
Yeah. So we're going to leave on October 1st, and it takes 10 days to 2 weeks for you to actually get your license.
Oh yeah, that's right. They mail it to you now. Yeah. They mail it to you. You don't give it to you on the spot, right? For your driver's license, right?
So I really need to find something so I can prove that.
Do you have your Social Security card with you?
No, I don't.
Oh, shoot.
But anyway, I just can't wait for losing all of this. Okay. Hopefully, the third time I go, I'm going to get my license.
All right. So we're lifting up. Favor for you to get all the stuff you need to get your driver's license stuff taken care of in this world we call Ohio. Actually, a lot of states I know are doing that. Well, at least you had a passport. That helps on most. You'd like to think a passport would be good. Why would you need Social Security number if you got a passport? Yeah, I mean, you'd like to think a passport would be the highest level. Okay, normally on Thursday nights I don't get political, so forget it. Let me move on. We're taking prayer requests. Anything else, Mom?
No.
Everything else good? Well, good. Good. That's enough, isn't it? Tom, how's your world?
Okay, I guess. We need prayers that Wanda survives a mess.
Oh, that's right. Wanda is on the team. Mm-hmm. Wanda's on the team. Okay, all right. We're absolutely. She's on the team with many others.
Since when she went through, I didn't send her a letter that she was going to kill me for, and then she found out somebody never answered. She did one.
Uh-oh.
Saved my life.
Well, you know what? Never mind. I'll talk to you later. Good. How are our hospice people and the like? They status quo, or what's the stat? What's going on with the? We had three of them.
We have a hearing Monday
for the 26-year-old.
Maybe, yes.
Yeah.
That they will determine unless they come up with some miraculous cure.
They're just going to let her go into hospice then? Is that?
Well,
that's what the plan is. Okay. Yeah, 26-year-old with just about everything, just a mess, and there's a lot of dirt that goes along with this too. It's bad. But and then you had two other ones with one with colon. Was it colon cancer or was it cancer? Was the two other ones you had?
I had that.
Well, it was you. No, it wasn't you. Well, anyway, you're healed though, right? Do we need to pray for you tonight? You're taken care of. All right.
I'll let you know in a few more weeks.
Okay, then. All right. You've heard testimonies here. You've heard testimonies of cancers and all kinds of things going in the name of Jesus. So, all right.
I know the prostate's clear.
Prostate's clear. That's good. I know we had prayers for that before.
We're working on the second.
Okay. All right. Well, bless God. He's finishing the job for you. All right. All right. Okay. So, all that garbage is going. Hi, Rita. I'm sorry, do you have anything else, Tom?
No.
I didn't think you did. That's Rita.
Where's
Rita and Rita? Well, bless God, Rita's up here singing for us today. Thank you, Rita, for blessing us. That was awesome. So that's my joy. You're singing up here. How's the family? You're doing good. Family as well. Nice. His name is Michael. Okay. Getting for guardianship of the child. Okay, good. Yeah. Yeah, child needs stability. Preferably love, stability and love, and not the opposite. But yeah.
She's a sweet little thing. She came over to the night for dinner, and you could tell she really used to.
How old did you say she was?
She's 12.
She's 12, wow. God will show up. God will show up. We're proclaiming that. Absolutely. Anybody else? Good. Okay. Bruce! You look good. Remember, Bruce, it's more important to look good than to feel good, and you look marvelous. Prayer concern for my vision because I told Bruce he looks marvelous. Good line, Scott.
Well, apparently I feel as good as I look. So
you're feeling good then. Bruce is feeling good. So we'll just go with that. And then, I think there was a song about that too, but we won't go there right now. Yeah. Yeah. We need some horns for that one. Scott, how's gravity? Yep. And it looks like you're winning still. That's good. That is good. So, Scott is defeating gravity. And Brandon's school started, and you got most of your... Didn't you tell me most of your classes, or a number of them are online, right?
Actually, there was an online class.
Oh, okay, so you still have to drive into... Skip the online class. Oh, that's good. Okay, good, Jean. I'm ready. Oh, really? It's going to be buried in Arlington.
But I guess it takes, they told his children that it takes months. They have like 30 burials a day.
Wow.
So whenever that happens, my husband and I are going to do that. So I'm sure that
would be. Well, how awesome that you were willing to make that sacrifice to donate. To donate. But
something I really wanted to do.
Yeah. But he's a believer. He was a believer, yes. So we know. So God wins. Solace in that, of course. You know, we know that he's a believer and he had peace. Hey, I see Trevor's Anchored is watching, which of course reminds me of one that's not specifically been mentioned. So Trevor, stick around, man. We're just in a minute here, we're getting our prayer circle. But Trevor, was it bone cancer, right?
Yeah.
Trevor's Anchored's been dealing with bone cancer. So we're praising God that stuff's going to be gone. It's got to go. Got to go. So strength and power for Treasure. I don't see any other requests, prayer requests that came in through here via Facebook. So I think it's time to get in our fun circle. For my talk tomorrow, thank you. Thank you, I appreciate that. That is Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot to it, but no. Here, you're okay. Come here. Yeah, come here. No, you're perfect. You're perfect. Right there's perfect. Perfect. We like everybody just to know where we've got the circle. We got the circle happening. Hey, there's my ear. Just in time. Poor mom. I'm gonna get you a resident jacket to keep here for you. How's that sound? A rest sweater. All much better now than I used to be. I'm much kinder now, by the grace of God. Well, Lord, we thank you for I was going to say Saturday night, but Saturday night. We thank you for Saturday nights too. But today is Thursday night, so Lord, we thank you. Thank you for this gathering here on Thursday night. Thank you, Lord, that you are here, with us. You know, we're two or more gathered, Lord. You declare that to us. Thank you, Deity. Thank you, Daddy. We can just have fun. We just can have fun in you. But we know there's a lot of things that are weighing heavy on people's hearts. And we're lifting all those right now in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, many different things that the enemy is just tormenting us with and messing around with. First thing that we're claiming here, Lord, is what we've declared before, we declare it again. So, Lord, I thank you that Hurricane Florence just becomes a tropical storm and just becomes a little rain shower. So I thank you, Lord, that there's no damage to property, to lives, to your precious children. And those who, for whatever reason, couldn't move on and get away or whatever, that everybody's protected. Everybody's protected. There'll be no loss of life, no property destruction of any consequence, just rain. And not too much, Lord. Not too much. Floods can cause problems too. But I thank you, Daddy, that you listen to our prayers and you hear our prayers. So we're lifting all that up in the name of Yeshua Christ Jesus. So many different things. Trevor, I hope you're still watching here right now. So Trevor, we are coming against bone cancer. Bone cancer is a lie from the enemy. It's a lie from the devil. It doesn't belong on you. It's an attack. And we stand on the authority and the power in Yeshua Christ Jesus. We're commanding that bone cancer be crushed and go. It's got to leave in the name of Jesus Christ. It's got to go. I forgot to share with you guys. I'll share it right now briefly. This past Tuesday, I went up to a hotel up near Wright Pat, up in Fairborn. There's a lady named Sherry Evans. I've known Sherry via Facebook since 2010. She was one of the first people that I was praying with. We were doing praying for people over Facebook chat. I've never met her in the flesh. So needless to say, I went up there to see her. She's actually lives up near Cleveland. But there were it was a women's group called A Glow. So I was kind of a minority. I snuck in. They were kind to me. But it was neat. It was neat, though. Quit it, Tom.
I know how that is.
I thought you were going to tell me you identify as, but never mind. But anyway, it was good. It was great. There was a lot of great prayers, a lot of things happening. There was a guy there that was legally blind. He couldn't read her name tag. She prayed for him. He could read her name tag. Then he was said, my chest is getting warm. Well, come to find out, this guy, he had West Nile virus, which, you know, just wrecks your nervous system. So his vision restored. His breathing became easier. He started to get feeling in his hands again. It just, everything, he was just hot. And that was just one of many. There's quite a few, but that was probably the most memorable for that. But that same Holy Spirit, that walked with Jesus 2,000 years ago, is that same Holy Spirit that is with us here now and is with her through that event, through all of us through that. It's just great stuff. Great stuff. So Trevor, that same Holy Spirit, be made whole in the name of Jesus. No more bone cancer garbage. None of that stuff. Lord, we're lifting up Jean's family for her cousin. But bless God, Lord, your compassion is just flowing right through Jean and her willingness to go through all the need for the testing. And I know she would have gone through it all the way if it had happened. It would have worked. But it wasn't meant to be. But I thank you, Daddy, that we know that he's just resting in paradise. So obviously being in Arlington, I thank him. Thank you for his dedication to others through his service to our country. And that's a proud moment. So, Lord, we thank you that he is honored. He will be honored. He is being honored here on this earth. But I know he's got incredible honor in the kingdom right now. Incredible honor. So we thank you for that. And we're lifting up Brianna. For Jean, we're lifting up Brianna. Lord, you know what she needs. But the Holy Spirit's kind of laying on my heart that there's an emotional torment that's part of whatever's messing with Brianna. So I thank you, Lord, for your peace. Her entire body, mind, and spirit is at peace and is healed. Because when we have the peace of Jesus on us, that's the light of Jesus. And we are told through the word that light and dark cannot exist in the same vessel. So I thank you, Lord, that the light of Jesus in Brianna just shines. And she is filled with the peace, the love, the joy. And for her family, just rejoicing in Jesus. Lord, we come against all the junk, even the petty little things, Lord, that there's such a need in this world to try to have a level of control that in some areas is just beyond our control. And Mom's been enduring some of that through this driver's license stuff, you know. I mean, and things are kind of upside down in this world, Lord, and you know it, just a lot of just junk. So, Lord, we thank you for your peace, your guidance, your direction, your resolutions and driver's licenses. So, Yeah. Oh, passing the eye test without your glasses. Okay, good. All right, we're for claim the victory. I've had to do that a couple of times. I tell you what, 8 years ago when I went to get my, the enemy was starting to try and mess with my vision 8 years ago. And I remember looking through there, and I when you do the driver's test, you know, they also do the little lights and for peripheral vision. I was so focused on, you know, on I got to see those numbers clear. I was so focused on that, I didn't even say anything. And she said, you want to try that again? I said, oh. Well, it was funny because as I read across it, I read a, I think I read a 9. Was it a 9? I think it was a 9 that I said. And I could tell when she said do it again, she was actually talking about the numbers and not the lights. So I said 3 instead, and I passed. So, but here's the fun part. When I did it four years ago, my eyes were better. I didn't need it. I mean, it was better. So God is good, right? God is good. You know, he gave me grace then, and he gave me better eyes for the next round. So I'm coming up here another year and a half or 2 years or something probably. So we shall see. Lord, we're lifting up Wanda on this Emmaus team and the entire Emmaus team. So, Lord, we thank you that for Wanda's commitment, her compassion, and how she'll be able to touch a number of women on this women's walk, number 42. So thank you, Lord, that she's there and that you use her and guide her and just show her the way. And, Lord, for these that are entrusted to Tom's guidance and care, especially for this young lady, Lord, only you can touch this, Lord. It's only you. Only you, Lord. And we're lifting this whole situation up in the name of Jesus. But we're thanking you, Lord, for what you've given Tom for so far from the prostate. And we're thanking that anything else, we just got a full good report for you, my friend. Anything messing with you, Isaiah 54:17 says it best. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and no tongue shall condemn. For thus is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And the righteousness is of me, says God. So you're righteous by Christ Jesus, brother. The fact you believe in Jesus, all believers in Jesus, that's where your righteousness comes from. So that promise is for you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Crushed in the name of Jesus. So we declare victory for you, my friend. Victory, 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 victory in the name of Jesus. So God is so good. Lord, thank you that Rita could sing for us tonight, and she'll sing it beautifully for us on Sunday. Yeah, I will. I will. God is good. Hey, we saw you come up at a fundraising concert, you know, thinking that you couldn't hardly even talk, and we saw you come up and nail it. That's right. God is good. That's right. But you sang it. But you sang it. But you sang it. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's holy ground right there. Did you know that? It's holy ground when you stand behind that mic. This whole place is holy ground. And it's good. But Lord, we're lifting up Rita's friend, Michael, and for this 12-year-old that he's looking to get custody on, right? Is that guardianship? Yeah. So Lord, I thank you that you make the way. You make the way for this young lady to have the environment that you need her to be in, Lord, an environment of love and peace and stability. So,
they sold her clothes so that they could buy
clothes. Wow. Wow. All around. Wow. Yeah, Sally, her parents are, we're praying for her parents, all right? We're lifting up her parents, the parents of this young child that are just stuck with the addiction to drugs. And how I can just make you just do things that I guess I'll say a normal-minded person, a sound-minded, stable-minded person, right? Right? 2 Timothy 1:7, right? God gives us a sound mind. And when we don't have a sound mind, that's not of God. That's a mess. That is a mess. And boy, we know Bruce has seen a lot of that in his career. Would that have been your first, can I call it your first career? Actually, it wasn't your first career. What was your, would have been your third career? Second career. It works. It works. Well, but Lord, I thank you for fun and joy for you last Sunday, right? You're not going to be here with us Sunday, right, Scott? Or is it next Sunday? 16th? What day? What's on? I thought September 16th you said you weren't going to be. Oh, good.
It's next month that I'm going to try and escape somewhere.
Oh, next month you're going to try it. I got the wrong month then. Oh, it was probably October 16th or something close to it.
I'd have to have a calendar.
If that's the next month.
I think October is the next month. I can work that much. I'm feeling pretty good about. But Lord, thank you, though, that you are protected, man, and we're always having fun. We're always having a good time. And Brandon, God bless you. He pulls out the riffs. You did get a day off. Good for you. Well, you know what? When you're your own boss, you can do anything, right? Oh, man. But anyway, but Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. All these things we've lifted up, we know you hear us, and I thank you, Daddy, in the name of Jesus. Let's join me in the Lord's Prayer, please. We do debtors here. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. All right. Do we need to do laying hands for anybody here for anything? Everybody doing pretty good? Everybody good? Well, that's good. Well, come here, gather around here. I want everybody to see. Gather around up in here. See if you can see yourself in there, then you can see it. Come on. Especially Jean. Jean's coming and visited with us. So God bless her. Look at this. Look at this lovely young lady right here, right? Jean, you and I know things back through Emmaus. And through all kinds of fun stuff. And, yes. You know, we've lifted up that Emmaus group. So right now, you know, we're talking to that entire Emmaus community and all people with it. That God loves you. God's going to just touch and make things awesome and amazing.
That's exactly right.
That's right.
It's a great weekend.
It's a great thing, isn't it? Well, it's good. Well, we will see everybody next Thursday right here on Facebook Live. Share the video. Be blessed. Glad you could be here with us, Jean.
Thank you.
And make it awesome. Remember, God loves you.
I'm glad I opened the email.